Stand here together, as a family we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together, as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight, till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at the prayer of intercession. Our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, the prayer that He prayed to the Father. This, in fact, is the Lord's Prayer. Listen to it. John 17:5, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. Now notice, it is not a denomination, it is not a church or a religious leader that gives eternal life. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to save sinners. He provided that sacrifice by which you can obtain eternal redemption there at the cross. And so understand, as He's praying to the Father, He's speaking concerning what is about to take place. He's about to go to that cross. The next event that takes place from John 17 is the Garden of Gethsemane. And then we have the arrest. Here He is praying. And so He knows He's about to go. He knows that He's about to lay down His life. He says, I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Now the next several verses deal with the prayer that He prayed concerning those that were believers. First of all, it's the 11. But also all that believe on Jesus. He says here in verse 6, I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me, and they have kept Thy word. Now, that last phrase, I want you to look at it. I want you to think about it. If you are a believer, you keep His word. See, if any man be in Christ, the Bible says he's a new creature. The old way of life passes away. Behold, all things are new. Ephesians 2:10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. There's a change that takes place. When He says, I have manifested Thy name, He has manifested God's character, God's love, God's holiness, God's perfection. Understand, I have declared Thy name concerning God's past ministry and His future ministry. The Lord Jesus Christ laid out the fact that the Comforter was going to come. And so He is speaking now to what He is doing and has done, praying to the Father and laying out for you and I, who are believers, the benefits and privileges of being a child of God. And so, when He says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me. So we have been chosen, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Those Bible verses that you read, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, your salvation, my salvation. You say, well, I was born in the Warner family, therefore I became a Christian because I went to a particular church. Not at all the truth. No. Remember what Jesus said? No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. God's got to draw the sinner. Well, you say, how does God draw the sinner? Well, through the Spirit of God, he convinces the sinner that he's a sinner. He convinces the sinner that he needs a Savior. And it's through the Word of God that we have faith to believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Therefore, we have been chosen. You might ask the question, chosen for what? Well, understand that we should be holy and without blemish. You see, we're to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. And so that's why Jesus said in John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we don't walk in darkness. We don't walk in sin. When the woman of Samaria trusted Jesus, the people of Samaria looked at the woman of Samaria who was, well, she had five husbands. The one she was living with was not her husband. And they looked at her and said, you know, we looked at her testimony. Her testimony. In other words, there was a change that took place in her life. Such a change that they were interested in the words of Jesus. And they came to Jesus because they seen there was a change. And so here, my sheep hear my voice. Remember when Jesus said he was a good shepherd? He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And so his children, they have kept thy word. John put it this way, and I think it's worth mentioning. John said, he that committeth sin, he that practices sin is of the devil. All right? John said, in this the children of God are manifest in the children of the devil. In other words, if you're a child of God, you're going to walk in the light. But if you're a child of the devil, you walk in darkness. You practice sin. And John said, look, in this the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. That's why in Ephesians 2, Paul wrote this, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that know yourself is a gift of God. It's not by works that you can boast. Hey, I'm going to heaven because of my works. No. He says, understand, it's a gift of God. It's by faith. What did the thief do? Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I believe you're the Savior. Ah, there it is. But the next verse in Ephesians 2, verse number 10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So when Jesus says to the Father, he says, now, I want to go back. I'm going to read that verse in John 17:6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. In other words, we are his workmanship unto good works. Remember that? There it is. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And so in John 17:7. Now, I'm going to read this, but I want you to listen. It says here, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Now, there in John 17:7, as he's praying to the Father, he's speaking concerning the 11. I said this prayer goes, yes, directly to the 11, but also to all that believe. Understand, he knows their faith is weak. He knows that their knowledge is limited. Their spiritual lives are shallow. Before his death, burial, and resurrection, he knew exactly when he would be arrested that the disciples' faith was weak. Why they would flee. And they did. Yet he speaks of their faith. He says they do believe. By the way, faith as a mustard seed. If I was to go back, and I close with this, Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. You look at the disciples. Though their faith was weak, yet faith, if it truly is faith, when you understand and hear truth, it will thrive, it will grow as theirs did. And so Jesus, making a statement as he makes this prayer to the Father, interceding for the 11, interceding for you and I who know him as Lord and Savior. He is our great high priest, making intercession for us. He is our advocate. These are wonderful truths. To know Jesus is to know the Savior, and to have these truths and promises, knowing that we can move forward no matter what is happening in our lives, we can finish our course with joy. Today, do you know him? Do you know him as Lord and Savior? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.